Hello, I'm Steph.
And I'm Jenny.
And welcome to the I Hate It Here podcast, where we just talk about random things that's going on in our lives. So, today we went thrifted. Tell them about that.
It was a good experience. I was really overwhelmed because I'm a really picky person picking my clothes.
This was our first time, by the way, so
Well, going by ourselves. Going by ourselves. We always go with our moms, but we really found good deals. I was surprised that it was cheaper to go thrifting and finding stuff that like people don't really use nor like and you can wear them instead of going to the mall where you can spend like for like two things $80.
Yeah, girl. Honestly. We found like a lot of stuff because we went to two thrift stores and we just filled up our bags. We filled up like two baskets at the first store and like a whole cart at the second one. So we definitely found some good things. But I wanted to talk about Netflix for a second because they keep removing shows. And I also wanted to talk about what you think is going to be in the next season of On My Block. What are your predictions?
Okay, so I think On My Block is gonna be here. I heard at the end of this year or whatever, because I think they finished filming the last season or an ep last season 2 months ago, I think. But I think they're gonna be back friends. I think this was just a phase because they've been really good friends since day one. But I think it's just like it just got. Them so wait, didn't that happen on the last one that like Monse and Siju got kidnapped? Or no?
No, that was the last season. This season, remember, it showed you where Monse was with her new group of friends, and they showed the little picture that they had, like, of the whole group, like, in the back.
Oh, because she moved to the school.
And Siju joined a gang, so I don't just...
I think it's just a phase. This is what happens when this happens like literally in real life, people they move on after you finish like school, like any school. After you finish middle school, some of your friends go to different high schools, and y'all just don't talk like that. And like you know, and it's just move on. Don't take it personal because you meet new people, you leave people, they come and go. They teach you lessons, and you take those like and like you know you take them.
Girl, okay, you graduated high school, so have you seen anybody from your school?
The only person, oh.
Like anybody?
No.
So really,
No,
like.
we really, I mean, we have, I have them on Snapchat, Instagram. But no, I haven't seen them. I've seen them post stuff, like Instagram.
Like on social media, but not in real
Yeah,
person, right?
no.
And like if you think about it,
The only
we.
person that I really see, well, like we kind of talk but not really because you know I have my own life, she has her own life, whatever, is this really good friend from middle school that like we kind of talk here and there after I graduated high school. But then again, she's moving to college, she's moving in with her friend, the they got like you know on the campus, whatever, homes. We really don't talk here and there. But then again, I'm stuck on work, and then, you know, she has work, college, you know, a lot of stuff going on. But like I
So,
said, after you finish high school, all the friends that you make there, some of them are gonna stay, some of them are gonna leave, and some of them are not gonna hit you up at all. So just don't take it personal saying, oh my god, it's my fault. It's really not. It's just life. You meet new people, and they'd be like, oh my god, you know? And
and
then
it's a life lesson, you know?
it's basically saying like, hey, friends are not forever, but some friends might not talk to you 24/7, but they know what's up with you. Like you hit them up like, hey girl, da da da, they be like, oh my god, yeah.
And that's
But
the
like,
best, 'cause like if you go like a period of time where you're not talking, but then you just like randomly talk one day and you just pick up where you left off.
yeah, that's exactly how me and my friend from middle school are. Basically, we don't talk 24/7. We have a streak on Instagram, I mean Snapchat. But we don't talk 24/7. Sometimes she like calls me and be like, hey, da 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 da, and we just start the conversation like, you know, we talked like yesterday. It's stuff like that. Like, don't also think about it. You have your own life, you have work, you probably don't want to talk to that person. Like, sometimes you'd be like, ugh, let me just relax. And then you meet new friends and you be like, oh my god, like, you know, you just basically, they come and go. It's just like, it's just relationships. They come and go too.
No, girl, but not to mention, girl, you guys are both doing like so different things. Like your schedules are so different.
Yes. So, I was watching actually Jose and Santi. I think they're from TikTok, the bad weeds, you know? You know? No, I think the dad weeks and the bad weeks. And Santi said something about Jose that's saying like he basically did college for his mom.
Yeah. So a lot of parents do like college just for like.
So basically Santi was like, yeah, the only reason I was doing college was for my mom. And to be honest, and he was like, yeah, I didn't even like really like college. I just did it for my mom, like, you know. Because he said he wanted to become a TikToker, wanted to be all this and all that. So basically, that's what happened to me.
Girl, it's funny that you like brought that up, because one of my topics I wanted to talk about was, is college a scam? Because like, if you really think about it, a lot of these kids like get good grades and stuff like that to impress their parents. And like, especially if you come from like a first generation immigrant like family, you obviously have a lot of pressure that you're like going through school, like you get a good job.
I think about it, just do what makes you feel like, for me I already knew when I was in high school, I already knew college was not meant for me, because one,
that's just the lifestyle you didn't want.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be forever in school, and plus I'm a person that has a lot of anxiety and a lot of like, you know, stress as too much, and going to college is not the same as high school, where like, hey, like the teacher's gonna let you slide, like, hey, take this, like da da da. College is you literally paying to go to the school. Elementary to high school was free.
Yeah.
If you went to public school.
Yeah.
But if you went to private school, then okay.
Sorry.
I mean, not sorry, sorry, but like, but you
had to pay.
You had to feel like what college
is. I mean, paying. I'm sure they were like better than public schools.
But then again, if some people go to our or all girls school, all boys school, which I wouldn't like that, because like you can't interact with each other. No, like, I mean, like, you know, you can't like some, like, you know, some, well, girls some have like friends with boys, you know, like they're boy, like BFFs with boys, you know, you can't interact with everybody. You have to interact with the girls, and they have a lot of fights. Anyways,
that's the fun. No, yeah, girl, I saw this TikTok once, and it was like, you guys might go to private school, but public school, have you ever seen at 7 a.m. girls fight over a chicken sandwich?
Enough for real, girl. For real. Even in my school, like, even in the cafeteria, you can see in the wall that there was, like, food fights and stuff. But anyways.
The cafeteria fights were the best.
Plus, okay, going back to my... So Santa was saying, basically, like, you know, he just took college because of his mom. And for me, it was the same thing. They wanted me to do college because they didn't go to college. But it wasn't my thing. Like, I didn't want to commit to what I was doing. You know, you have to, like, let's say if you want to be a nurse, you have to commit to that.
Yeah, we're not saying that, like, college, like, oh, you shouldn't go to college. But it depends on what you want
to
do.
I'm just saying my experience and what I relate to what Santi was telling Jose. That's my experience and how I took life the other way instead of going to education. And a lot of people, like, that Hispanic think, like, oh my god, like, you should tell your daughter to go to college. It's their life, it's not my life. Basically, it's my life, so they can't. I'm already, like, old enough to know what's right and what's wrong. So if, like, let's say, like, you have passionate about doing this and you want to continue it and see where it goes, go ahead. But for me, it was just different. I just didn't want to commit to something. Because at first I wanted to do nursing. Then I took a class in nursing at high school. And I just really wasn't feeling it. So I wasn't feeling it. So I was like, nah. And like, makeup and stuff, it's like, yeah. But then again, do I want to deal with people? Like, you know, rude people? Like, you know? No. So basically, I just started working. It's nothing wrong with that. But think about it again. If you go to college, you do have to work.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress.
So it's basically your whole life after you graduate, well, even in high school, or when after you graduate high school, you get a job, job is literally your life. Working is literally your life. If you go to college, you have to do college and work and balance stuff also for you. So have time for yourself too. You have to include that in there.
And this is like her personally, because I know there's a lot of people that like, obviously they go to college to pursue their dream job, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But we're just saying that if that's what you want to do, then you can do that. But if you don't want to do that, then don't do that. Don't waste like years of your life in school on something.
Yeah, and some people literally go to the career and end up not even doing, picking that job at the end of. They just do it basically.
Or they end up not liking it.
Yeah, so basically I can relate to Santa. He was saying, I did it for my mom. And basically how he stood up and said, hey, I'm going to LA. Because somebody, like, I think, I forgot.
Somebody invited him or something?
Yeah. I'm going to LA, and yeah. So she didn't even like it, but she was like, hey, I know you don't like it, but this is what I'm pursuing, and I want to see where it takes me. And it took him somewhere. Basically, sometimes, what I'm saying is, to my point is, if you really want to be, like, a TikTok creator, a YouTuber, or
podcaster. You know,
I'm basically, like, an Instagram influencer, too. Like, you know, people that, like, post up and that stuff. And you don't want to go to college and your parents tell you go to college. Hey, tell them, hey.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Hey, like, just tell them nicely, like, hey. I'm old enough, and if I don't want to go to college, and I want to pursue this other thing, tell them, hey, I want to pursue this other thing. And if it doesn't go so well, maybe I'll take this other route, but I want to learn by myself, you know?
Sorry we got a little interrupted, but we're back and...
Continue. My point is that if you don't want to do college or you just want to go a different route, let's say you want to, like, move somewhere and do whatever career you want... If you just don't want to go to college, then you can just tell your parents nicely, sit them down and say, hey, I know you guys want me to go to college or whatever, but I want to go this route. And they're probably going to be like, oh, wow, you know, you need a job because you could be homeless. You know, just tell them, hey, if this thing doesn't work out, then you're going to go straight to work, you know. But let yourself find out. So let's say something doesn't turn out the way you think it turns out. Learn from it, you know. While let's say you're adulting, your parents are not going to be there for you 24/7.
You have to learn things for yourself.
Yeah, so basically, I know your parents are going to be like, oh, but this, that's what they think. You have a different mentality and different, like, you know,
and thinking. Also, I feel like with their parents and all that, if you truly want to do something, you should do it whether your parents support you or not. Because I feel like if it works out for you and your parents didn't support you, it's going to be like, wow, you didn't support me and look at me now,
right? Yes, basically, prove them wrong. Like, prove them wrong. So if they say, hey, if they say, like, oh, but you're not going to do nothing, like, you're going to be homeless because you don't have a job, you're literally moving.
And, like, let's talk about friendships in that sense, because a lot of people in college, you know, they go to college with their friends. And if you don't go to college...
Also, with that saying... Let's say you're moving far and you literally have nobody and there's friends,
quote unquote,
that are gonna, they're gonna like be like, oh my god, like, let's do this, let's do that, and they're gonna want you to like not succeed. There's some friends that don't want you to succeed, but they're friends there for you to see, like,
you
what
fail.
Yeah, so basically to see what is up with your life, you know. Basically, they just want to know what's up with your life so they can, like, say, they're gonna say something negative about it.
Yeah, they want to know what you're doing so then they can put you down.
Yeah, so just what if
you're playing, I feel like you can tell when somebody's being genuine and when they're not.
Yeah, that's one thing you should keep in mind, is choosing your friends. So if you're making friends new, like, let's say you're moving far away from your home. And not even far away, let's say, like, 15 minutes, 25 minutes to a different, like, you know,
little location. City.
Like, you know, little city around here. One thing you should keep in mind is people you're hanging out with. So don't tell people that you really don't know about your business. Try to like basically just get to know them. Get to know each other. Like just like in a relationship how you guys go on like, you know, little dates or whatever and get to know each other. It's the same thing as friendship. Like hang out, get to know each other, and if you for sure know like, oh my God, hey, like you're really cool, whatever.
Can continue, but if you're like kind of like if your gut tells you about these people, like just follow your instinct and don't.
Even if your gut is wrong,
Which it usually is never, girl.
but sometimes, you know. Yeah, so just don't go to a certain place looking to be like, okay, I'm gonna make friends here so me and her can like
Don't force to
collab
make
together.
friends.
Yes. Like, you know, if you're like, let's say you wanna collab, like let's say like you and some like you want to
I feel
like
like the best friendships come out of nowhere because you're not looking for them.
To be honest, because this is literally relatable to my job, where there was this girl, and she would work in the same, basically, same spot I would work at, but sometimes she would, like, pick up shifts or whatever, and she would just come around and say hey to me, and I'd be like, oh my God, hey. So then she'd be like, oh my God, you're working here. I'd be like, oh my God, yeah. Just like the little conversations, you know? Until one day they wanted me to become something more than just, you know,
A
working as
higher
a
position.
yeah, as just working as a regular person that wants to like go to their job does. And they asked me, hey, do you have other persons that were
Another person
willing,
that like could help you or
yeah,
recommend.
that were willing to like, you know, accept also the like position. And I was like, yeah. So I remember that I couldn't find her because they placed her in another spot. So later on, I found her and I was like, hey, they asked me to become this, you know, this higher work or whatever to do. And I was like, are you willing to do it? She was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, she was hesitant, but she was like, yeah. So basically, me and her, like, you know, work together.
Even closer now.
Yeah, even closer, we were like talk. It was like kind of because we would talk more about work since like we were in work. But other than the few after we started seeing each other, because we worked 2 days out of the 4 days, and we would just sit down and really get to know each other, and it was just how we became really friends, well, work friends. And until she moved back to Michigan, and I was like, oh girl, you're leaving me, you know. You know how it is, like, oh my God, you're leaving me.
When like when you finally think you made a friend like at work.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, that's why people say don't make friends at work, because they just sometimes they leave, you know. And literally, when she told me that, we I literally thought that we would just stop talking, right? Until I went on a trip to Florida, where she just hit me up saying, oh my God, how's Florida and stuff, out of nowhere. I didn't even text her or nothing, because I thought after she said that she's leaving, and I was like, oh girl, like, you know. She hit me up out of nowhere saying, hell, how's Florida or whatever, because I told her I was going to Florida. And literally instantly after that, me and her began texting back and forth. And she came back, I think she came on July 15th because of the concert here. And she was like, hey, let's hang out. And literally, girl, instantly out of the workspace, we literally genuinely just clicked and became more closer. Like, you know, good friends. And it was crazy because literally we just started like talking about work, and now we're talking about more about like our life and stuff. And like, I just like, you know, we both be hyping each other up genuinely. And it's pretty cool, like, to see, like, you think like that friendship's over, like, you know, like how I thought, like, literally how I thought, like, I would never speak to her again because she literally moved.
And it came out of nowhere. Like, you thought, like, oh, like, we left on good terms. Like, she's moving on. She moved.
I literally said, hey, you know, don't forget about me, girl. Like, you know, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Literally, I stopped because she texted me a day before. And literally, I was like, oh, well, you know.
A day before what?
A day before I got to Florida.
Oh.
So she and I, she's, I think she said something about work, like she's leaving. I was like, oh. And I thought, like, you know, I stopped talking to her because I was like, you know, it's the end. And literally, she texted me the next day, like, oh my God, how's Florida and all this stuff. And then we continued, like, starting talking, like, genuinely talking, like, more deeper, you know? Not like, you know? And it just came out of nowhere because I literally thought we were going to stop talking. But now we're literally, like, you know, we text every day. Yeah, so it's kind of crazy how, like, you basically don't see it coming. Like a new
friendship, basically.
Yeah, and literally,
Wait, I want to talk about the, to close that topic a little bit, basically what we're trying to say is that making friends, especially because, like, August is coming up, so school year, how did you make, like, friends at school? Because when you enter, like, even, like, middle school and then, like, to high school.
Well, some of my middle school friends, well, one, well, actually two. Yeah. They were already from my middle school and they were going to high school. The thing is, I just basically go with the flow, like, you know?
Yeah.
My thing is, I observe, you know? I don't like to talk to people, but I observe. If I know, like, you think you all that, then I'm gonna be like, okay, she's like, you know, no. But if you're, like, really quiet and stuff, I'm gonna be like, oh, hey, like that. That's how I met my friend. Well, I don't think we're friends. I don't really know.
It's complicated.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're friends. Well, what happened to her? She just became a little, now she thinks she's all that because now she's drinking, doing all that, which I remember I remember she used to be against that, and now she's doing it. It's okay, whatever.
Ooh, dude.
But her, I remember she was really quiet and stuff, and I was like, and I remember we're going to lunch, and I told her, like, hey, do you want to sit down? She was like, yeah. And then that's how we became friends. And then after that, I had, like, a group of friends, and we became groups of hers, and then people just started adding into the group, and then that's how everybody, like, you know, just became friends and stuff like that. But then again, it's saying, some of your high school friends are going to just be until high school.
Yeah. Some, I feel like there's a difference between genuine, like, your friends and then just, like, school friends. Because school friends, like, you just see each other at school and you're like, hey, girl. But, like, it's not really, like,
but also outside. High school, it's, like, you're not gonna, like, you know how, like, in middle school, not even middle school, like, elementary, yeah, we'll go to recess and hang out. It's not like that. Basically, your whole life, the only time you really are gonna have time to, like, sit down and talk is literally lunch. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's literally the time you're gonna hang. And also, maybe in classes, but sometimes,
no, the teachers don't be letting you, so.
Yeah, sometimes they just be doing, like, assigned groups or whatever, so basically you don't really can't, you know? But, yeah. Well, that's when I went in-person school, when COVID was not existing. But, yeah. So now they're doing, like, online school. It's better, I think, because you won't have to feel like.
This was another topic that I wanted to talk about. Like, since this whole COVID and everything happened, obviously our lives have changed in a year. Like, do you imagine yourself a year ago and how different that person is?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, remember, like, last year in March? No, it was, like, it's almost
a year. It was in March.
No, yeah, last year in March, right?
Not last year. Last year was 2020.
Well, wasn't that when it started?
No, it started, that's why I say it's COVID-19, because it started in 2019.
No?
Yes, it is.
COVID started in March of 2020.
No, it started in China first.
Girl, no,
it started, like, mid, like, about to be 2020. Like, it started, like,
2019. Oh, yeah, like, in December.
That's what I'm saying, girl.
Oh, well, it started here in the United States in March, right?
Well, that's when, like, the case, like, was getting bad. But I'm saying, that's why it says COVID-19, because it started, like, almost at the
end. I don't think that's
right. Yes, it is. Girl. That's why they have
19. Okay, anyways, imagine yourself.
Because I remember December over there in China was, like, that's when they did the whole lockdown.
Girl, did it start in China?
Yeah.
Okay.
It started, that's why China, like, they had a whole lockdown.
Yeah, just like California. If you live in California, by the way, don't go out. No, I think they have another lockdown. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they do. Oh, I think so. I don't know. Oh, wait. Question. That's your question. Sorry.
Girl, how do you, like, imagine yourself, like, before COVID, right? How you were living your life, right? How we all thought life was going to go, right? 2020, we literally thought that year was going to be the year that everybody was just going to do everything. How do you think that affected you, and how do you think you're different from that person now?
I think, okay, that's a good question, because literally a lot of stuff happened to me that is like, wow.
You moved out.
Oh, right? Yeah, literally, I never thought, well, I knew that I was going to move out, but I didn't think I was going to move out too soon. And realizing moving out too soon helped me grow up as a person. Because I remember I would get money and stuff like that, like, and I would spend it like that. Like, literally in that same day, I would go shopping and spend it all in that day. Mm-hmm. So, growing up and moving out and getting my own job made me realize how to
save money.
Yeah, basically, you know, basically be more, what's it called? What's that word? Like, you know, help money, like, you know.
Basically, like.
Spend, like, be more like.
Manage money.
Yeah. So, I've, like, now I've been managing more money and be like, hey, let me spend money on this than this, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like basically now I'm saving up more money than I was before when I was living with my parents. Like, I would spend money literally that day if we would go shopping, like, you know, the mall or whatever store. I would just spend that day and that whole money in one day and be broke that one day. But now I learned how to manage my money and saying, hey, okay, this goes for the bills since I got my own place now, which I never thought I was gonna get my own place. Well, I knew, but I didn't think I was going to get my own place. Like, I think I'm 19. Soon. Yeah, 19, I got my own place. And how easy it is. But then again, different places, you know?
Yeah.
And also my car. I never thought I was going to own my own car and pay my car.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because I feel like, you know, like, when you're in high school and everything, you're like, oh my God, I just want to move out. I just want to do all these things.
Yeah, also with that. Okay, so basically back to me, and then I'll go with another story. I never thought I was going to move out, get my own place, buy myself a car. I never thought I would do that.
And be paying your own bills.
Yeah, and also working, and also having time for myself. Which, that's the life I really wanted, and that's the life I'm really good, because now looking back, like, with the college stuff, if I would have had to go to college,
your life would have been so different.
My life, I think I would be more stressed out, because like I said, I have anxiety, I have, like, you know, like, I'd be stressing out over the smallest thing in the world. I think I would just be miserable, personally, for me. I know some other people really like, you know, going to college, having all this stuff, but personally, me, I would.
And
just
I know a lot of people, like, relate to that too, where a lot of people, like, just don't like to go to college.
That's why I didn't want to go to college. I just wanted to, you know, do adult stuff. Now that I'm, like, basically, you know, adulting, even though I adulted sooner than other people do, it was pretty crazy, because one, I had to do stuff on my own and I had to learn how to do everything by myself.
I feel like you finally realize how much, like, your mom or, like, your parents do for you. And then once you move out, you're like, wow, like, now I have to do it.
Yeah, it's making me realize, like, hey, like, it's really tough to adult and pay all these bills. Because I remember I used to be with my parents, and parents would be like, we got this pay to pay, this bill to pay, this other bill, this other bill. And I really wouldn't care because, you know what, it would not come off my pocket. But now that I'm paying bills, it's like, yo, we need to save this. We need to turn off the lights to save the light bill. We need to turn off the water to save the, you know, water bills and stuff. And, like, a lot of stuff I'm not realizing, like, hey, it's pretty hard. But now that, like, let's think about it. What if, like, now thinking about it, what if I was still living with my parents? I was pretty much not be more open, like, you know, open-minded as I would be, that I'm not now. I'm open-minded and be like, okay, you know, like, open-minded, basically, because, you know, your parents be telling me, okay,
you have to do this, yeah, you have to do that, like, you have to.
Yeah, now, like, I have, like, rule, like, basically, I can do whatever. Basically, if I say, hey, I'm gonna go do this, and if this isn't turning out good, then okay, you know, I figured it now out by myself. Yeah, I figured it out myself. But if when your parents, they'd be like, okay, if you do this, this is gonna happen, this. But I'm thinking, like, what if it doesn't happen like that? You know what I'm saying?
When I feel, like, I feel like parents, when they try to tell you, like, not to do something because they know it's gonna fail, like, I feel like that just triggers you to do it more.
But then again, yeah.
Even though you know they have the best intentions for you, but it's just, but like, let me
what
learn
if,
it.
But sometimes what if it doesn't go that way? That's what I'm saying, you know? Like, it makes you even more, I guess, say, mad, because they say, okay, well, if you go that way, you know, it's going to happen like this. But then in your head, you're thinking, like, what if it doesn't? Like, you know, you're
going to, yeah, like, but, what? Like, I feel like I understand why they say that, though. Because they want to have, like, the best intentions for you.
But then again, think about it. I also had that, too. But think about it. I feel like this should let you experience it. Like, you know, let's say you say this and they'd be like, okay, go ahead and try it out. And then if it doesn't turn out good, then you'd be like, okay, I learned my lesson and hey, I'm gonna try this out of the way. That's what I think, if I have kids, that's what I would want them to do. So once they're like maybe 18, yeah, 18 is like, you know, kind of getting adulthood. Tell them to express their thing. I'm going to tell them, hey, if, like, you know, if they're doing something, like, that's involving police and stuff, I'm going to be like, hey, no. Like, you know.
Illegal. But, like,
yeah. But if it's, like, something like, hey, mom, I'm going to go, like, to the store and I'm going to get this and I'm going to, you know, start this YouTube channel, I'm going to be like, okay, go ahead and do it. And if I see that it turns out good, I'm going to be like, okay, keep doing it.
Or, like, if it's a hobby that you, like, genuinely enjoy doing, do it. Like.
Yeah, if he really likes to film him skating, you know, with his boys or whatever, then I'm gonna like be like, okay, go try it out. And if, you know,
or if his hobby is just like, let's say, like racing or something like that,
or you're like playing video games and like streaming, you're like, I know a lot of people that like, even I know a lot of people that do game streaming and stuff, and it really goes good. And if they really like doing that, then go ahead. I'm gonna let them learn how to do it. That's the thing, that especially Hispanic parents is like, you know, like, some, they haven't gone to school, finished school like that, and they want you to take over for them. It puts a lot of pressure on you. But also, if you don't want to do what they're telling you to do, then don't do it. Go with your, go with, like, whatever you feel. Like, if you want to do, if you want to be a makeup artist and they want you to be, not be a makeup artist. If they want you to be a model and they say no, I think go and try it out. And if you really genuinely, if you have, like, if you haven't tried it out, then how would you know if you like it or not?
Yeah. You just have to try things, and then, like, if you're like, I tried it and I don't like it, well, now you know.
Yeah.
You won't have that question saying, oh, what if? What if? Now you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I also got my first, well.
Oh, I wanted to talk about, okay, so you've had a job before. I haven't. I'm an employee. Currently. But how was your first interview? How did you deal with, like, the anxiety before? Because I know you've been getting stressed out a lot. So how did you deal with, like, your first interview?
It was pretty easy. I'm not going to put the name out because, you know.
But it was a food place. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So basically, I saw it online saying, like, urgent hire. And I was like, okay. They want somebody to let me go. So I basically applied to them. And they said, okay, hey, can you go to this meeting this day? And I was like, okay. Mentally, I was scared. I was nervous, like, nervous. I had to pee. Like, when I get nervous, I have to pee. Even though it's just water past me. So basically, they just asked me, like, what do you see yourself doing? And I remember telling them, like, modeling, doing all this stuff. Because at the time, I was still, at the time, I wanted to be a nurse, and I wanted to model. You know, I was just going through my phases, you know. And then, basically was like, okay, you're hired. But after I said, like, what do you want to do? Can you work these many hours and all that stuff? And I said, and he said, okay, you're hired. Girl, it was like $9 an hour. Anyways, I went the next day, because I think it was the next day. And I got there and he was like, okay, let's fill this all applications on the computer, whatever, whatever. Day one training. The girl that was training me, she was really nice. She was like, you know, she been there longer, so she really knew, like, everything. And she basically was helping me out, you know. But I could feel deep down that I was not feeling the job. You know, when a job,
it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, so I was basically not feeling it, but I was just doing it because I had to get a job. I was basically not feeling it. I remember there was this one girl cashier. I remember she was sitting behind me and I was like, hey, I need some help. She was like, oh, you got this, girl. I'm like, girl, like, I think it was like my second day of training. And I'm like, girl, what makes you think I'll remember the thing I learned the first day? Like, the first day, people were showing me this, this, that, that. You know, and where stuff goes. Like, but, like, you know, I needed, like, more practice and stuff. And then they were going to put me on the third day to, like, literally be by myself and do it all alone. And I was just like, yo, like, no. The girl that was training me was about to leave. The manager was about to leave and move to a different place. So basically, everybody was leaving.
So you decided to leave too.
I was not even feeling the job. Like, food and restaurants was just not my thing. But I wanted to try it out.
And now you know that it's not your thing.
Yeah, now I don't know it's not my thing. Now I got a job that's like, pays $15.50. I'm making more than $9. And it's paying my job. I'm paying my rent, paying my car, you know? So just try it out, you know?
Yeah. So honestly, you mentioned before our Florida trip, and I want to talk about airports going through TSA, girl.
Oh my God.
Can I just tell you, okay, personally for me, when I've gone to the airport through TSA a total of, I think, I'm not sure, but I've been through TSA like a few times, right? And girl, I always get so scared, and I always feel like if I show them that I'm scared, they're gonna be like, oh, what does she have now, you know? And I just feel like it's so scary, especially when they're checking your ID and stuff like that. I feel like, oh, they're gonna say something wrong about it.
Yeah, I really don't like TSA. It gets me nervous. I be sweating, girl. I be sweating. Because it's just like, they literally you can't take nothing.
I feel like everything's gonna beep when you go through the little sensors. Yeah.
Basically, you'd be afraid to take, like, even your phone. You'd be like, oh my God, what if my phone, like, you know? No. Even your AirPods. Literally, I was like, girl. Like, you'd be afraid of everything. Like, let's say a lip gloss, like, anything you have in your purse, you might think, like, they might have taken it and throw it away. Mm-hmm. So, I was just like, I don't like going to TSA. I like flying. After the TSA, I'd be like, okay, let's yes. get this.
You just have to wait at the gate. Which, waiting at the gate, I don't know why, but the time feels like it goes so slow.
Yeah. Also, a lot of people go 5 hours before the flight. Girl, no. I'm going like 2 hours or an hour.
I know. Like, especially, like, I feel like a lot of people like to be there super early. When really, you just need to be there, like,
I mean, sometimes you should, though, because sometimes the TSA be so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went there, I think when we were going back home from Florida, this boy, I think he was running through TSA, like, you know, because the TSA line would be long, because, you know, they have to deeply check you, like, you know. When he missed his flight, he was really pissed, but I'm like, just like, yo, you know, you should, like, you know, some people want to go there before, like, let's say, it's not like a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment, like, okay, like, it's at 10, and you be there, like, at 10:15.
I mean, I'm sure they'll take you, but, like,
yeah, but it's like, okay,
this, like, is a flight, girl, yeah. Like, it's in the air, there's no way you getting on that flight anymore.
Yeah, so, like, you know, it's just, like, you gotta, like, prioritize your time, like, okay, 2 hours. If I go 2 hours early, then I'll probably get there.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I'll probably, TSA will take, like, what, in a whole hour or something. And you'll probably make it on time. But, yeah, TSA really gives me a whole anxiety, because even how you look, they're probably going to be, like, if you stare at them, they'll probably, like, stare you down and be like, okay, this girl got something on. If you look away from them staring at you, okay, and she for sure got something.
And I also feel like if you don't, like, if they don't, like, sense any, like, fear in you, I feel like, oh, why isn't she afraid? Like, is she, like,
I don't know. And they're being so rude for no damn reason. Like, they're getting paid enough. First of all, you're getting paid to pat down, which I know you don't like that job, touching people.
Granted, it pat us down. We just had to go through a little scan thing. And
no,
just,
they do pat you down. They, like, well, they, like, be, like, open your arms and, like, you know. But I know know some people don't even like the job, but maybe because they get paid good. I really don't know.
Honestly,
because like, remember that dude that you left your watch? He was like, come in, come in.
Oh, yeah. I left my watch when I was going, and I have like an Apple Watch, but I was so afraid because I thought that it was going to beep because I was like, oh, like metal, right? It's going to like beep, right? And he was just like, no, come in, come in. And I was so afraid, girl. My heart was beating out of my chest because I was like, if this thing beeps, girl, everybody's.
Also, why do you have, oh, okay, well, I get why you had to take your shoes off.
Well, yeah, because you might hide something in your shoes and stuff like that. But, like, I heard that, like, well, not that I heard, but, like, I know that, like, when you pass through the thing, they see everything on you, right?
Yeah.
And then, so they can just tell. That's why, like, I just, like, clothes, so they just go, like, oh, she just got the clothes on, right? I feel like my watch is going to beep, girl.
And I should have took on my Crocs instead of my Air Forces, but
I should have took, like, other shoes instead of my Converses, because I have the Converse high tops, girl, to put those back on. And I felt like everybody was, like, trying to rush me out.
Yeah. Girl was trying to get the TSA.
When you on TSA, there was this people in front of us. They were like a family, I'm pretty sure. Girl, do not be like that family that it takes forever to sort their things out, take everything out.
Oh my god, yes.
Like literally.
So them people were just not like
prepared.
They didn't have anything out. They literally were taking stuff out of their bag and stuff like that. We were like mentally, okay, in our bag, this is what we have. So we opened our bag, we literally took everything out, put our shoes out, and moved.
Yo, no, yeah. Like, you should already have, like, in mind what you have in your bag, because you packed your bag, right? So, you're like, okay, I have my laptop, I have, like, my phone, like, I have my AirPods. Like, just take all that out, throw it in the bin, go, like, go, girl,
because... Yeah, just toss everything in there, girl, but anyways, whatever, white people. I'm not afraid.
No offense.
No offense, but those people were like, you know.
So don't be like them. Okay, should we say the airline
that no.
we
flew? Oh. Well, actually, yeah. I mean,
actually, you know? Do you think they'll sue us? No, right?
Well, that's our experience, though.
Oh, yeah. This is our public review, though.
Yeah.
So we flew Frontier, and usually we fly Delta, but this trip we're a little bit on a budget, because, you know. So we flew Frontier, right? And I was just like, well, it's just going to be not that long of a ride. Not that long of a flight, right? It was just going to be really short. So I was just like, I don't really need, like, the luxury of, like, Delta. And some people might be like, Delta isn't luxury. It is for me, okay? But that's why I was just like, Frontier, you know, it's going to be fine, right? I'm just going to go on the flight. Girl, we flew at night, and it was, like, raining and pouring. And I remember... there was some turbulence, girl, and the airplane just like drops a little bit and the people scream. I'm pretty sure my mom was screaming, girl.
I was scared. I literally hold on to that damn, like, I was like literally like holding on to the other seat because I was like,
you had the window seat. So.
And literally in my head, and literally the thing that I was like afraid of was that, like, something happening like that. Oh my god, did you see Manifest, the Netflix thing? Manifest? Mm-hmm. About the airplane that got lost for 5 years or something like that? Mm-hmm. Girl, you need to watch it. I was like, oh my god, what if this happens like her? You need to watch Manifest. It's like literally they got lost for like 5 years. But literally it's like they were there for like literally like a whole hour or something. But in real life they were literally lost for 5 years.
I feel like I've seen the trailer for that, but
it was all over TikTok, and literally, girl, I was on that. I was literally been watching that all night.
No, girl, but that scares me now, because I feel like, so much things can happen on an airplane, you know, especially since you're in the air, you're not even on the ground, so it's not
girl, even if you're in the air or in the car, stuff can happen.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like, especially when I'm on the airplane, I just don't like to think about that. I just, like, put my AirPods on, listen to music, you know. Be very observant, I would like to say. Whenever you're in public, like, places and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but I had to, like... So, we were in their Frontier or whatever, and tell me why they were charging for water, like, I think it was $1, $2,
$3? Yeah, $1.
No, I think $1, $2, something like that. And they were basically charging you for stuff, and I'm like... Y'all, first of all, y'all flight is cheap. Y'all flight is cheap. Y'all can give the water for free. Like Delta be having so expensive stuff, and they give you water or like a snack for free.
But I heard that now they don't do that. I think it's because of like COVID and everything. Like, sorry guys, we kept getting interrupted. I know it's all over the place, but back to the story of the Frontier experience.
Oh yeah, so basically they were charging for water like $2-something, and then they wanted you to like get a card from them, like a credit card. Like, girl, I know they cheap, but like, girl, a damn water bottle, you're charging like $2 or $3 or $1. I don't even know how much it was. I forgot. But like, yo.
But like, oh my god, that was too much. Honestly, if you're on a budget and if you're okay with that, like,
well, Spirit does it too, thing.
Yeah, and if you're okay with that, well then, you know, it's all right. But like, honestly, if you're flying like long flights, I would definitely go with like Delta or something like that. I haven't gone like JetBlue or like United, what is it called? United?
I think so.
Or like any of the other ones.
Or JetBlue or something
like that. Yeah, I said JetBlue. United, and what's the other one?
American Airlines.
That one. But yeah, I haven't been on the other ones. I know that like, I don't know. Sorry if you can hear the something in the background.
But yeah, basically what we're trying to say is just like, I know to fly somewhere, let's say you want to fly somewhere and you want to go on a budget, we're not trying to bash their airlines or anything, but we're just trying to give our experience and what they should upgrade on.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of airlines, when you're on like the flight, I remember there was a period of time where, you know how like they can dim the lights and something like that, do not have the lights like bright on. I do not like that. I like it when it's dimmed, so then like, you know, everybody can,
but that's only at night. That's only at night that they can do that,
right? No, they, I've been to like morning flights and afternoon flights, they all dim it. Like, sometimes they'll have like the like sometimes people have the windows on and obviously the lights from there. But, like, they always dim it. Because who wants, like, the lights on?
Oh, no, wait. They dimmed it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But I remember there was a period of time where, like, they just had it on for the longest
time. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, like, turn it off, you know? But, yeah. And they also didn't have any, like any of those, like, what are they called? Tablets or on,
TVs.
Like, yeah. Which, like, isn't a necessity, but it's also, like, really helpful.
Yeah, I've seen on Delta that they have that, and it basically tells you, like, where the airplane is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, though, because then you'd be like, oh, we're here, like, we're almost there. Also, like, you know, kids like to, like, oh, my God, Mom, you know?
Yeah, especially if you have kids, girl. I know, like, a lot of people just like to watch movies on there. You know, they give out headphones for that stuff. Honestly, I would just rather go with Delta, but that's just, like, me personally. I know, like if you aren't, like, about, like, you know, any of those things, then just go Frontier. It's not a bad airline. Like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I will never go there again. It's just that, would I choose to go there again? Probably not. And also, let's talk about the gates. Like, how they were not on time when they were calling the numbers and stuff like that. And I don't know why, but that, like, kind of pissed me off. Because it's just, like, just call the numbers and then we can, like, get the flight over with.
Oh, and I didn't like how it was, like, they have, like, 3 zones.
4.
Oh, yeah, no. The first time it was 4. The second time.
No, the first time it was 3.
I didn't really like that.
I think that, like, zones, they,
I think, yeah. Don't they all do, like, first class?
Oh, yeah.
And then that Delta does first class and then the rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's better because literally people are over here waiting for, oh, zone 4. Like, no, I know first class goes first because that's the first.
Yeah, people. But like, it, yeah, like they usually call like first class and then they call like comfort and then like, yeah. I once went comfort. Really? I once got upgraded to comfort. You? Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think there wasn't that many people on the plane. And so they
why
just,
didn't you say anything?
What do you mean?
Did you say something?
No, because like the thing was is that when they were checking your tickets, it popped up. She had the phone and it popped up and she was like, oh, you're now like 10 something, right? And that's comfort because it's like in the beginning of the plane. And honestly, all you got was a lot more leg space and
you can literally sleep.
Yeah, except that didn't, but it was like a 3-hour flight.
But it was like better though because you can lay down. How much are they expensive?
I feel like they are more expensive because you're
I think that, like, if let's say you're flying for like 3 or 4 hours, I think you should get one of those though.
Honestly, the Lexspace was really nice, but the thing is that, like, if you're already spending more money, just go full first class, because it isn't like, oh my god, first class is like so amazing. But I sat I was sat right where it was between first class and this little cabinet, so there was no other aisle next to me, you know, if that makes any sense. Like, it was just us, like the three like seats, and then right next to it was the closet, right? And then in front of us was first class, and they got like this box.
You had the window?
Yes, I did have the window seat. And honestly, I thought it was nice, but the first class people, they got a whole box of things.
Yeah, because
they're obviously first class.
It comes in the package, which is good though, because it comes in the package.
A lot of snacks and all that stuff. I mean, like, I feel like if you're already going to spend more money, might as well just go all out in first class. But that's all it's me. But not saying that, like, the,
Oh, yeah, for Tier Dinner, I had the first class was just, like, a regular damn, like, I don't even think they have first class, did they?
I think they did. But it wasn't, like, anything special.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing bougie. It was just literally, like, a whole regular damn seat.
It was just, like, you were in the front.
Yeah, which I get that if you're in front, you could leave very easily. But, yo, if, like, it's the same...
See, you just have to wait, like, a little bit longer. Is it really, like, worth paying more money?
And plus, we got out quick because we didn't have no carry-on, so we literally got up and left. And people were, like, pulling their stuff out from the little things and go.
Okay, well, that was our little story. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
I hope you guys follow us. Subscribe, too. Well, subscribe, follow. You know, we're new to this. But hopefully you guys like it and, like, you know,
enjoy our talk. We might be posting here and there. We're not gonna make any promises now because we don't know what might come up. But yeah, bye.
Bye.